So hello and welcome to the local primary school podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Edward.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Oakley.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from all around our amazing school. A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of all the latest school news, exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We have reached the end of another term already, and time is going very quickly now. But there are many more things to share about what has been going on at Lowcroft. So we hope you are ready for another full episode. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
We have welcomed several visitors into our school, and it has been great to receive such good feedback about our pupils and provision. Mr. Ennis, who has been covering PE, took the time to email and comment on the excellent behaviour of our children, noting that Lowcroft is by far one of the best behaved school he has worked in, with pupils constantly showing good manners and using please and thank you. Well done, teachers and children at our school, for their hard work.
Has your child had a golden ticket? Pupils who demonstrate amazing effort, achieve their very best, or produce outstanding work are sent by their class teacher to retrieve a golden ticket, which is entered into a half-termly prize draw. At the end of each half term, one ticket will be drawn to win a prize, and the child with the most tickets will also be rewarded. This week, Mrs. McGady has seen a wide range of impressive work, particularly from our curiosity boards, homework including Egyptian scrolls, posters, detailed artwork and high quality writing, science and math.
Our mystery reader sessions continue to be a wonderful part of our year of reading. It has been lovely to welcome more family members into school to share stories with the children. We are very grateful to those who have already volunteered and given up their time to support this innovation. If you are interested in becoming a mystery reader, please contact your child's class teacher via Seesaw to arrange a suitable time. Don't forget to keep it a surprise.
Year 6 recently visited the Stockport Air Raid shelters, bringing their history learning to life. The underground tunnels once sheltered up to 6,500 people during the air raids. The visit was amazing, giving a real insight into wartime life. Year 6 were a credit to the school, showing great curiosity throughout. We were excited to welcome Ian Bland, a professional children's poet, into school for a fantastic day of poetry. Ian has been working as a poet and a performer since the year 2000 and visits school across the UK and beyond, inspiring children through engaging workshops and performances. Throughout the day, each class took part in an interactive workshop where they explored different styles of poetry and created their own pieces. The day ended with a celebration assembly where the children had the opportunity to perform their poems, a wonderful way to show off creativity.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome a special guest. It's Josh from Try It Rugby. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
He has been coming to our school to give some specialist rugby sessions with year three and year four, and we wanted to get him onto the podcast to ask him some questions. Welcome.
What got you into rugby, and how old were you when you first started playing?
So my granddad actually got me into rugby, and I was around 9 or 10 years old, and he actually bought me a rugby shirt. So I was all about football before that, and he bought me a rugby shirt, and then I thought, I'm going to give it a go. So I went down to my local rugby club, and ever since I've loved it, love coaching it, love playing it, and it's an amazing sport to be a part of.
What are the most important skills children learn from rugby on and off the pitch?
So we've got something in rugby called our TREDs, which are our values of rugby. So they are teamwork, respect, enjoyment, discipline and sportsmanship. So each session that I deliver is tailored around them different kind of qualities to our sport. But probably the big one is enjoyment.